The alternative sounds of the 60s and 70s
toward the unknown region.
Let's head toward the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Here comes
Radio Mi Amigo from the LB8B.
I got some troubles, but they won't last. I'm gonna lay right down here in the grass, and pretty soon all my troubles will pass. 'Cause I'm in sugar town. I never had a dog that liked me some. Never had a friend or wanted one. So I just lay back and laugh at the sun. 'Cause I'm in sugar town. Yesterday it rained in Tennessee. I heard it also rained in Tallahassee. But not a drop fell on little old me. 'Cause I was in sugar town. If I had $1 million or ten, to your world and then you'd go away and let me spend my life in sugar town.
Head toward the unknown region with Chris B.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a fine, catch me a catch. Matchmaker, matchmaker, look through your book and make me a perfect match. Matchmaker, matchmaker, I'll bring the veil. You bring the groom, slender and pale. Bring me a ring, for I'm longing to be the envy of all I see. For Papa, make him a scholar. For Mama, make him rich as a king. For me, well, I wouldn't holler if he were as handsome. Matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find, catch me a catch. Night after night in the dark I'm alone. So find me a find, make me a match of my own. For Papa, make him a scholar. For Mama, make him rich as a king. For me, well, I wouldn't holla if he were as handsome as anything. Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find, catch me a catch. Night after night in the dark I'm alone. So find me a find, make me a match. Make me a match.
It is the grand return of Les N. Hello, Les.
Hello, Mr. B. Hello, listeners. Happy New Year to you all. Hope you all had a great Christmas, of course. And we're going into 1966, or 67,
yes,
aren't we?
Yes, we were. So, in your absence, Les, we ran out of lists for 1973. So I went back to 66 and did the 4 weeks of 66, because that's when I got my first transistor radio. I started listening to records. And while you've been away, you've been very ill, haven't you, Les?
Well, I've had
your voice has been...
I've had a bad voice. I couldn't talk. And... I couldn't do a lot, really. I'm just sort of, just a flu-y type thing, more of a cold more than anything.
I think you're exhausted.
Yes. It's all this time I've spent over the last year gallivanting around the country.
And it's winter time, and it's cold. And well, it has been cold. Not cold now at all. Record-breaking temperatures across Europe.
We're 9 to 9 to 2023 this year, and... I'm my 70th year, would you believe? You know,
I'd better not say yes, I'd.
Really. So
I'm not far behind.
Do you know, we play all these records from 1966 or 67. We're playing, right? And I still think I'm the age I was back then, which was would have been 13.
Yeah. This is the reason I've decided to carry on in 67. We will return to 1973 and 74 in a couple of years, because we're going to do 1967 followed by all of 1968. I began this programme.
Our formative years.
Yeah, you probably were. I began doing this part of the programme, the new singles, in November 2018, because all I ever had was from November 68 of these new singles lists. Subsequently, I've been grateful to receive all of the lists. So we can do from end of 63 all the way to 1987, I think it is.
Because this was the height, I mean, because 65, 66, 67, the Pirates were a big thing at the time.
Yeah,
well, yeah. There was no Radio 1.
No,
we had,
no.
And as young people, we hadn't, other than the Home Service, was it the Home Service or...
And the Light.
The Light programme.
And the Third.
Or the Third.
And Luxembourg. We had Luxembourg.
Oh, we had Luxembourg, because I think Tony Prince was around then and a few others weren't the buck in those days. Well, and also various other things, where you had to listen to it at night and it faded in and out, didn't it?
Yeah. They had, was it John... Edward Shaw, he operated the control for Luxembourg, the fader control. Because he was such a nice man. Was it Edward Shaw,
yes.
Was it? And followed by John Stonehouse.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we won't say any more about them.
No, well, there we go. Interestingly enough, there's a drama about John Stonehouse and his disappearance, which ended up in his jail sentence.
Yeah, you know, and these are the people that closed the pirate radios down.
Well, I think they got their comeuppance in the end, didn't they?
I think that's what happens generally to people, isn't it?
Yeah. Back in 66, I was listening in... I was in up in northeast Lincolnshire, and our local station was 270, which was off the coast of Scarborough.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we used to... I mean, before then, it was Veronica. I used to listen to that and various other stations. Anyway, we could go on about pirate.
We
will
could.
Have to do a whole programme devoted to pirate radio.
And we'll have to play some harm music. But first of all, I'm going to tell you, I've decided to carry on with 67 and 68, mainly because the mind is, I'm noticing, it's beginning to go. And I'm hoping I can remember as much about 67 and 68 doing these programmes now, rather than leaving them for another 5 years. I don't want so much put it on paper as to put it out in the ether, my thoughts and my memories. But think what we've got to look forward to in 67. This is going to be the summer of love.
Yes,
Sergeant Pepper hadn't been released yet, so we got the Beatles single Penny Lane,
yes,
and Strawberry Fields,
yes,
and the first couple of Pink Floyd singles.
Yes.
However, we began
Arnold Lane.
So we began at a strange hobby.
Yes.
So we began with Nancy Sinatra and Sugar Town.
Which was supposedly about LSD, apparently.
Was it? Well, we started as we mean to go on then. And then it was Edie Gourmet, matchmaker, matchmaker, from, I think it was from Fiddler on the Roof.
Yes, I think it was.
Then it was Nancy and Lee Hazelwood with Summer Wine. Yep. Oh, no, we're going to play
it. We'll play that, yeah.
Strawberries.
There we go, folks. Welcome to the new year. We mean to carry on as we meant to, you know.
Strawberries, cherries, and that Angel's Kiss in Spring, I think you'll find, Mr. N.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things.
I walked in town on silver spurs that jingle too. A song that I had only sang to just a few. She saw my silver spurs and said, let's pass some time, and I will give to you summer wine. Oh, summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off your silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you summer wine. Oh, summer.
My eyes grew heavy and my lips, they could not speak. I tried to get up, but I couldn't find my feet. She reassured me with an unfamiliar line, and then she gave to me more summer wine. Summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off your silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you summer wine.
When I woke up, the sun was shining in my eyes. My silver spurs were gone, my head fell twice its size. She took my silver spurs, a dollar and a dime, and left me craving for more summer wine. Summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off those silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you my summer.
Sie hören Chris B., aber ich hoffe, Sie hören nicht nur, sondern Sie lauschen diesen wohlbekannten Songs.
Musik. weren't alone. Love was a word, ooh, that I'd never known. My world was dark and filled with despair till you came along and taught me to care. But now you're here, and my life's complete. You're all I need, and nothing more. Yes, you're the one that I waited for.
I get near. So you say you want me, I never seem to hear. Sweet the way you treat me, I think you love me too. Why the hidden love?
There's going to be an awful lot of music that you and I and Les
probably
haven't heard before.
I'm saying,
it's going to be wonderful. And Les said something about that last one, which was,
it sounds a bit like the Flower Pot Man.
And
funny enough, Chris thought exactly the same.
When I'd been finding all of this music, I thought, oh, another one sounds like the Flower Pot Man. And the Flower Pot Man hadn't, I don't think they'd released a single as yet. Let's Go to San Francisco, which probably gets released about June of this year, July, August. Let me tell you what we've played. And by the way, that last one, The Riot Squad, Bittersweet Love on Pye Records, that was Joe Meek's last production, his last single. We heard Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazlewood with Summer Wine on Reprise. Then it was the Patron of the Arts, also known as the Queen City Show Band, who appear to come from the Buffalo area of New York.
Well, yeah, because Queen City is the well-known name for Buffalo. So I would suspect there were a group of session men from New York State, generally.
Yeah, and that has been the epicentre of this recent winter storm.
Yes, it has
in
been
North America.
Been
hasn't
awful,
it?
Hasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. I have been to Buffalo many years ago to see the rolling.
I cannot imagine the Niagara Falls actually frozen.
It does. We've been there in the wintertime, and it does. And they light it up as well.
Wow.
There's these coloured light, must be searchlight sort of things, and it lights it all up. And
wow.
There is a mist rising up still. So
yeah.
Obviously, there is a bit of movement still there.
Yeah.
And yeah, we went to see the Rolling Stones on Independence Day.
Did you go over the bridge to Canada then, through the gate?
Well, we were in Canada.
Oh, you was in, so you went the other way.
Yeah,
yes.
And our Kathy's cousins smuggled us across the border. Goodness knows what would have happened if we'd been asked to step by where the guard looks down and it says use of deadly force authorised, sir. So then it was
quite an amazing part of the world.
Then it was Sandy Shaw, and
yes.
I don't need anything.
Yes,
I don't
we
remember.
Didn't remember that one.
Don't remember that one.
Presumably she was doing it barefooting, as it was, as she always
did. That's another song, isn't it? So this is the other side of the Riot Squad's single. I've still got that excessive sibilance. These new teeth, I'm going to have to complain about them. Can you extend them, please, so I can talk properly again? The Riot Squad, got to be a first time. Yeah, this has got a sort of a Joe Meek Telstar
yes.
sound.
Today, gonna see my baby. I just got my pay, just got my pay. Gonna ask her maybe. I saw her last night. She said, I'll make you feel alright. I was waiting for her to start. Then I felt her touch and we couldn't part. Don't say you'll have to go. I wanna let you know. First time, I'll take care of you in everything I do. Baby, there's gotta be a first time.
We kissed for a while, I knew things were getting wild. So I'm gonna say, let's stay together this way, cause I love her.
Don't say you'll have to go. I wanna let you know, baby, there's gotta be a first time. Gonna ask her maybe.
everybody.
Little bit of chaos in the studio here. Yeah. We're just, Les is just reading in the newsroom, but David Bowie joined the Riot Squad in early 67.
So may well have been on that track.
Yeah, and I just began to play, and we'll continue to play now. Terry Knight and the Pack, I Who Have Nothing. This sounds like a Hammy Hammy production.
You know, everybody, no matter who they are, and no matter how different they might be, always runs across the same problem at least once. And that's the problem of love. And maybe just once in your life, you're going to fall in love with somebody so bad, and it's going to be somebody that don't need you at all. Somebody that's got everything in the world there is to have, and you got nothing. I who have nothing. I who have no one. Adore you and love you so. I'm just a no one with nothing to give you. Guys, you're gonna have to tell her something too. So you walk up to that girl and you say, He buys you diamonds, bright, sparkling diamonds. But believe me, hear what I say.
Of Germany. Germany. A stupid swore that he'd get that man, so he asked the great pumpkin for a new battle plan. He challenged the Germans to a real dog fight, while the Baron was laughing, it got him in his sight.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
Summer of last year, which would have been 1966, and we're looking forward to the summer of love, 1967. Look, guys, I'm 67.
Well, okay.
60, I'm 67, and it's 1967 we're covering here for the rest of the year. I'm sorry if you were looking forward to 1973. We will cover it. I think that will be in 2 years' time.
Well, we won't
assuming we're still here, we've always got to, we never take anything been for granted, but I thought...
Well, if the last 6 months, a few months had gone by, well, you never know, do you?
No, no. So that was a group called The Pyramid.
The one single.
DRAM Records.
Yep. And John Paul Jones on bass, Clem Cattini on drums, Big Jim Sullivan guitar, and the vocals included Ian McDonald, who, as you rightly pointed out, was
he changed his name,
Ian Matthews,
to Ian, because there was already an Ian McDonald who joined King Crimson, but this was the Ian McDonald who changed his name to Ian Matthews, joined Fairport
and then
Convention,
Matthews,
and Ben had a number one hit with Woodstock.
Nicky Hopkin on piano.
So that was a kind of a super,
quite a mix, really,
a super group of the day.
Yes,
summer of last year.
And the B-side, Summer Evening, apparently.
Shall we? Would you like to accompany to a summer evening,
yes,
Mr. Stren? Let us go.
Listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
So don't you be distant. Just to the knee.
Meantime, you're faced with 7 hours of crap from Bent.
Can't you see them dancing? Can't you see the people dancing? Can't you see the people dancing? Can't you hear the music? Can't you hear the music playing? Can't you hear the music playing? But what is music meant to me? When my love's nowhere to be seen. Can't you see them laughing? Can't you see the people laughing? Can't you see the people laughing? Smiling, can't you see the people smiling? Can't you see the people smiling? But it's no good till you appear. It's worse when all our friends are here. We'll be right back.
to hear the music playing, hate to hear the music playing. I told him all that you'd be here. I think I'd better disappear.
You've joined Les Newman and I on a voyage of discovery where
we didn't know that was him.
We're playing these tunes whilst we still remember them, but we don't remember them anyway. Bobby Goldsborough.
Yeah.
No fun at the fair until he met that lady for his summer the first time. We haven't told you, have we? All of these singles were released on the 6th of January. 1967. This is issue number 158 of the new singles, and there are actually 45 of them released on this day, the start of what was to become a momentous year that people look back on even now. They sometimes get muddled up with the year. They sometimes say the summer of love was 68, but that's nonsense. Yeah. It was 67. We began we're talking a lot because we haven't sat next to each other for quite some time. No. So we're making up for it. Let's see. We played Terry Knight and the Pack, I Who Have Nothing, on Cameo Parkway.
Yes.
Then it was the Royal Guardsmen, Snoopy versus the Red Baron.
Yeah, they were American, weren't they?
Then the Pyramid. Oh, we've talked about that.
British band, yeah, we talked about them with John Paul Jones.
Okay, After Summer Evening from the Pyramid,
yes,
it was the Four Tops, Standing in the Shadows of Love, and Since You've Been Gone. And that was on Tamla Motown. And now we play, because it was released at the time and he was popular and he's done so much production work. This is Jonathan King. And
oh, not another JK.
His single called Seagull.
There's a million little seagulls in a million little nests, and every little seagull thinks he's better than the rest. There's a thousand little seals, and every seal feels there's a big man with a gun who is having lots of fun. There's a hundred rats and mice which are registered as pets, which by nature just exist and by logic just infest. There's a multitude of ants who contaminate the plants. There's a big man with a gun who is having lots of fun. Chases them with poison and he shoots at them with shotguns. And he runs around the meadows and they think he's round the bend. And he looks a little haywire in his outsized rubber gun boots. And what he doesn't realize is that they'll get him in the end. There's a million frogs and toads in a million little holes, near a colony of bats living up a million holes. Thousand little rabbits, every rabbit has its habits. There's a big man with a gun who is having lots of fun. Poison, and he shoots at them with shotguns. And he runs around the meadows and they think he's round the bend. And he looks a little haywire in his outsized rubber gun boots. And what he doesn't realize is that they'll get him in the end. There's a million frogs and toads in a million little holes, near a colony of bats living up a million holes. There's a thousand little rabbits, every rabbit has its habits. There's a big man with a gun who is having lots of fun. There's a big man with a gun who is having lots of fun. There's a big man with a gun who is having lots of fun.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
Take a look at yourself, babe. Tell me, what do you see? Take a look at yourself, babe. Tell me, what do you see? The cigarette smoking, pickled in alcohol, spineless lump of amoebic gelatine, stuck on the white line straight down the road, strongly resembling a toad. Take a look at yourself, babe. Tell me, what do you see? Take a look at yourself, babe. Tell me, what do you see? Take a look at yourself, babe. Tell me, what do you see? A crumbling lump of past decay, muscle fibers and leprous body growth, packing your mouth full of mummifying food, frequently incapably stewed. Take a look at yourself, babe. Tell me, what do you see? Take a look at yourself, babe. Tell me, what do you see? Take a look at yourself, babe. Tell me, what do you see? A pompous glamour of civilization and crazy ideas above your station, blowing the bubbles of diseased air, covered with coarse body hair. Take a look at yourself, babe. Tell me, what do you see? Take a look at yourself, babe. Tell me, what do you see? Take a look at yourself, babe. Tell me, what do you see? A mumbling robot with built-in reactions to originality and satisfaction in doing the thing that you reckon you should and what society would. Take a look at yourself, babe. Tell me, what do you see? Take a look at yourself, babe. Tell me, what do you see? Take a look at yourself, babe. Tell me, what do you see? A cigarette smoking, pickled in alcohol, spineless lump of amoebic gelatine, stuck on the white line straight down the road, strongly resembling a toad. Take a look at yourself, babe. Tell me, what do you see?
See the raindrops falling, hear them fall so loud. Once I stood in sunlight, now darkness is my shroud.
Sunshine.